The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, invites applications for filling up the positions of Joint Registrar, Deputy Registrar and Assistant Registrar on a deputation basis across its various benches. This recruitment is intended to address both existing and future vacancies with the following tentative distribution. That is, Joint Registrar Level 13 as per the 7 CPC position available in New Delhi and Kolkata. Deputy Registrar Level 12 as per the 7 CPC position available in Chandigarh, Chennai, Hyderabad, Indore, Kochi, Kolkata, Mumbai and New Delhi. Assistant Registrar Level 11 as per the 7 CPC positions available in Bangalore, Cuttack and Kolkata. Selected candidates will be required to serve at the NCLT bench for which they are appointed. The last date for submitting applications is 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For more details, please visit the official website at www.nclt.gov.in under the Career section. The Commission for Agricultural Cost and Prices, CACP, an attached office under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, is inviting applications from eligible and suitable officials for the position of Library and Information Assistant, LIA, on deputation, ISTC, or absorption basis. The post is in Level 6 of the pay matrix. Applications must be sent to Shri Pradeep Kumar, Administrative Officer, Commission for Agricultural Costs and Prices, Room Number 217, F Wing, Shastri Bhavan, New Delhi, 11001, within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Interested candidates can find detailed information and eligibility conditions on the CACP website at https://cacp.da.gov.in under the vacancy section. The Port Blair Municipal Council is inviting applications from eligible officers for the post of Superintending Engineer on a deputation basis. The position is in PB3 with a grade pay of 7,600 rupees. Candidates should hold analogous posts on regular basis or have 5 years of service in the grade of Executive Engineer Civil in the scale of PB3 or equivalent. The maximum age limit for deputation is 56 years as of the closing date of the application, which is 4th September 2024. Applications along with the last 5 years, APA dossier, vigilance clearance, certificate and integrated certificate should be forwarded to the Secretary, Municipal Council, Port Blair. For details, kindly go on to the website https://pbmc.gov.in. National Institute of Siddha under the Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, is inviting applications for multiple Group A posts. These positions include professors, associate professors, joint director, admin, radiologist, and assistant professors in various departments. The recruitment will be conducted on a direct recruitment or deputation basis, depending on the post. Applicants must submit their applications within 45 days from the date of notification, along with the prescribed fee and required documents. Further details, including educational qualifications, experience requirements and other conditions, are available on the Institute's website. That is https://nischennai.org. The Ministry of Finance, Department of Revenue, Directorate of Enforcement is inviting applications for various posts on deputation basis. Posts include Assistant Legal Advisor, Assistant Director Enforcement Officer, Assistant Enforcement Officer, Private Secretary, Assistant Stenographer Grade 1, Upper Division Clerk, Senior Sepoy, Staff Car Driver Grade 2 Sepoy, and Staff Car Driver Ordinary Grade. The pay scale range from level 2 to level 11 of the pay matrix of the 7th CPC. Interested candidates should submit their applications through the proper channel. The application process will continue until all vacancies are filled, with selections made monthly. The application process will continue until all vacancies are filled, with selections being made monthly, from complete applications received by the last day of each month. For more details, candidates can visit the directorate's official website at https://enforcementdirectorate.gov.in. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Guwahati, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, has announced a walk-in interview for recruitment of faculty in various departments on a contractual basis. The interview is tentatively scheduled for September 20th, 21st, 2024. The departments with vacancies include Endocrinology, Gastroenterology, Pediatrics, Psychiatry, Surgical Gastroenterology and Surgical Oncology. The available positions include Additional Professor, Associate Professor and Assistant Professor across various categories. Candidates interested in applying are encouraged to visit AIIMS Guwahati website at www.aimsguwahati.ac.in for detailed information regarding eligibility criteria, qualifications and other terms and conditions. IRCON International Limited, a Navratna CPSE under the Ministry of Railways, invites applications for the position of Works Engineer Civil on a contract basis for its various projects. The position offers a fixed consolidated pay of 36,000 rupees per month, with a total of 6 vacancies available: OBC 4, ST 1, EWS 1. Candidates must possess a full-time graduate degree in civil engineering with at least 60% marks from a recognized university or institute approved by AICTE or UGC. As of August 1, 2024, the maximum age limit for applicants is 30 years and they should have a minimum of 1 year of experience in civil construction work. These vacancies are specifically for postings in Haryana, Gujarat, Punjab and Maharashtra. Detailed information regarding the advertisement and application modalities can be found on the IRCON website at www.ircon.org. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.